sports. The game gets started in just a few minutes. We'll get you to it. But first, the pregame show. You're listening to Platte River Radio Sports.
And welcome back to Cope Coliseum, the consolation games. Today, here on ESPN 1460 of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament, in both games, it's a matchup between Ogallala and Amherst. In our first game of the day, it was the Lady Broncos with a 40-32 win over Ogallala. Now the guys from Amherst will try to return the favor and kind of keep the course going set by the ladies as they'll be taking on Ogallala. Really an interesting matchup for both these two teams. Both of them kind of like to play an up-tempo style of game. Both of them kind of find that they're kind of guard-oriented. They both like to run and gun. For Ogallala, they've had a little bit of trouble shooting through the course of the season. Well, yesterday that was one of the problems for Amherst, as they did not shoot the ball very well against North Platte St. Pat's. And quite frankly, St. Pat's had some size on the inside that Amherst had trouble matching up with. That will not be that much of an issue for them here today, as, again, these two teams are going to match up very close in terms of size and in style. And so an intriguing matchup here between Ogallala and Amherst here in the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament when the consolation game. So both teams, identical records, both have the exact same records coming in right at the 500 mark, and both teams hoping to pick up that consolation win, build a little momentum for the rest of the season, as it will be Amherst and Ogallala coming up this afternoon right here on ESPN. I'm Randy Bushcutter for Stacy Johns, our engineer back in the studios. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball. We'll also have the coverage of the two championship games, the matchups between North Platte St. Pat's and Kearney Catholic, and the girls and the boys. Those games will be on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM later this afternoon. But right now, let's turn our attention to Amherst and Ogallala on the boys' side. We'll step away when we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll have the starting lineups and get the stage set for today's game as we continue the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a break, come back with the starters right after this.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum for the consolation game between Ogallala and Amherst on the boys' side of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Let's give you today's starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Amherst. Amherst will actually be the visiting team on the scoreboard today. They'll be in their road red uniforms with the white numbers and trim. Their starters look like this. Austin Jen, he's a 5'10" junior. He'll start with Ty Stevens, 5'8" and a senior. Zane Peterson, one of the four senior starters. He's 6 foot tall. Dylan Halligan, also a senior at 6'3". And Clint Bentley, 5'10", also a senior, starting for head coach Clark Ribble. For Ogallala, their starters look like this. Carson Victory is a 6 foot tall senior. He'll start with Ty Neal, 6'1", and a junior. Garrett Folchert, 6 foot tall senior, with John Jeffers, also a senior at 5'8". And Kyle Winscott, 6 foot tall senior, will start for head coach Matt Van Engen. As we mentioned, both teams very, very guard-oriented, really like to play an up-tempo style, so this should be a fun game. Today's starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and they also take the time to get to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back, Ogallala and Amherst will put the ball in the air right after this timeout.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member, because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Jersey's has all the games you want to see for the season. Get to Jersey's on Husker game days. Free Jello shots for everyone when the Huskers score a touchdown. Beer and lots of food specials. Jersey's has the full NFL package and offers $3 Bloody Marys all day long. And the best bucket prices in town. Remember, there are specials every night at Jersey's. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Jersey's Sports Bar and Grill, located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
And welcome back here. Starters just being wrapped up here as Ogallala, as we mentioned, they will be the home team. They will wear their home white uniforms with the a little tinge of black trim in there as well. They do have the Indian logo on the pant leg, but for the most part, they're in orange and white. And the team in red from Amherst, they control the opening tip. It's controlled by Dylan Halligan, and Halligan will kick it off on the left side, gets the ball back top of the circle. Bentley now will dump it inside for Jen. Jen had to save it back in the hands of Halligan. Halligan from the elbow will kick it back around the perimeter. Ogallala right now going man-to-man. Dribbling on that baseline is Bentley. Bentley kicks it right back out for Dylan Halligan. Halligan has it near the free throw line, and he'll step up, shoot a jumper, no good. And the offensive rebound in underneath for Clayton Preble, and he lost the basketball into the hands of Garrett Fulcher. As Fulcher comes up with it for Ogallala. They give it for Jeffers. Jeffers, top of the circle for Carson Victory. Victory pulls the trigger very quickly, and Austin Jen pulls down the rebound. Jen will hand the ball off for Bentley. Bentley in the offensive zone. Again, Ogallala going man-to-man. Cycling through here is Ty Stevens. Stevens gives it in underneath. Left-handed layup for Kalen Lockhorn is off the mark. And so into the offensive zone after the rebound comes Ogallala. Snag of the bound was Neal, and Neal will kick right wing for Fulcher. Still no score here, as they'll kick the ball back out for Ty Neal. Neal with the dribble. Gives it for Winscott. And Kyle Winscott will give it off here on the left side for John Jeffers. Jeffers with the dribble on the right wing. Little head fake there by Fulcher, jumper up, no good, and a rebound ripped out of there by Dylan Halligan. Halligan looks at his elbow as he got kind of banged just a little bit. And they've got a foul that's whistled on Victory. That'll be his first, team's first, against Ogallala. So Amherst in the offensive zone. Stevens will kick on the right wing here for Jen. Dribbling is Clayton Preble. And he'll get the ball back out for Dylan Halligan. Halligan, they isolate for him, and he'll try to look for a backdoor cutter, finds it, and we got a foul. Coming through that backdoor, flying through there, was Ty Stevens. Stevens flipped the ball up as he caught the ball trying to get it off glass, and he was hit on the arm. They're going to say that was before the shot, though, that the foul came. And so Amherst will inbound it. The foul on Jeffers is his first. As Bentley has it, we'll give it for Preble. Preble, bounce pass for Halligan. Halligan at the free throw line. Now he's backing in, a little step up, off glass, good. That was well done by Dylan Halligan as Halligan hits the shot and gives Amherst their first lead of the ball game. First bucket of the game here for either team. Kick left wing for Jeffers. Jeffers, entry pass inside for Fulcher. Fulcher kicks it back out, ball tipped around. Preble is the one that knocked it loose to begin with, and he might have been the last one to touch it as it went out of bounds. It was either him or Jen, because Jen was there kind of sandwiching the Ogallala Indian. And so Ogallala will inbound it here. Back around the perimeter, Neal has it as they'll reset the offense as they just kind of pass around as Amherst right now kind of packing in that zone. And a bad pass. It's going to be stolen away. Layup on the other end. Good for Austin Jen. So off the turnover, a bucket, and a timeout for Ogallala. 4-0 Amherst early on. Timeout for the Indians. We're back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, Matt Van Engen did not like how this one was starting as that pressure for Amherst has helped the Broncos have a four-point lead here in the early stages, so he calls the quick timeout as his team right now being outplayed here in the first minute 43 or so, Amherst leading it by a count of 4-0. Running for you tonight right here on ESPN 1460, we will have coverage of the Insight Bowl, Iowa and Oklahoma, down in Tempe, Arizona. Oklahoma came in the season, expected to play for the national championship. Instead, they're playing for the Insight Bowl championship. Ogallala inbounds. Tyle Neal brings it in the offensive zone, and he'll kick on the right side for Drew Estrada, checked in during the timeout. Also, Tucker Cole's in there. They give it in for Carson Victory, and Victory drives hard through the lane, lays it up and in. And that is Victory's game there. That's what he likes to be able to do. Didn't have too many opportunities against those bigger kids from North Platte St. Pass yesterday. Baseline jumper left wing for Bentley. Bentley's shot will not fall, and tracking down the rebound is going to be Victory. In the offensive zone, on the run here, is going to be Estrada. Estrada shut off defensively by Stevens. They'll kick it back out. The three by Neal, no good. Out the side of the rim, and it goes out of bounds. And so Amherst will inbound it. Checking in here for the Broncos is going to be Zane Peterson. Peterson's going to come in for Preble. Preble actually made the start instead of Peterson today, as opposed to yesterday. I went with yesterday's starting lineup, and I was wrong. Stevens will kick it in the left side for Peterson. They enter it inside for Bentley. Bentley tried to get it for Halligan. Halligan couldn't handle the pass as it was a little bit too low, and here comes Ogallala on the run. Quickly up ahead, they give it to Fulcher. Fulcher kicks it right back out for Cole. Cole will drive the baseline, falling out of bounds, somehow flipped it to Estrada, and Estrada resets the offense, giving it to Victory. Ogallala, I don't know how they didn't turn it over, but they didn't. And a bad pass. Victory picks it up. He'll kick it off. Right wing. That's Estrada. Estrada will reset the offense by giving it off for Fulcher. Fulcher lost the ball. And again, now, finally, Ogallala turned it over, and then they commit the foul. They had trouble holding on to the ball the entire set there and never turned it over until the last moment, and then they get the little reach after they turned it over. Fulcher whistled for the reach after Jen was able to grab the ball. Ty Stevens will bring it in the offensive zone here, and he'll kick it off on the right wing for Dominic Abbott, who checked in, and Abbott's pass trying to connect with Zane Peterson is off the mark, and that'll be the fourth turnover against Amherst. And both these two teams, turnovers been one of the issues that have kept them around the 500 mark all season. Victory has it at the elbow. He'll dribble up against Halligan. That's a tough shot, and he got it to roll in. Carson Victory with 4 points in the game. Well, yesterday he had half of their points. Kick in the corner for Dominic Abbott. He'll fire the three. It's no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Bentley. Bentley snags the bound and will give it out for Halligan. Halligan back out for Bentley in the corner. Pass top of the circle here for Stevens. Stevens picked up defensively by Cole, and he'll have to kick in the corner for Abbott. Abbott gets it for Halligan. Halligan finds a little cutter, gets it down low. The bucket's good for Bentley, and Bentley will head to the line. Nice little pass from the high post down to the low post on the same block there. And nice bounce pass in for Bentley. Bentley went up strong. He was fouled by Victory, and Victory's second personal foul. So he'll come out of the game. Leading scorer for Ogallala will come out of the game. That's always good news if you're the opposing team. Bentley will try to finish off the three-point play, and his free throw is up and perfect. That play could not have gone any better for Amherst, who now have a 7-4 lead. They lead it by three. Adam Crandall checked in during the timeout, and he gets the ball to Drew Estrada. Estrada on the left side for Dylan Folchert. Folchert kicks it back out for Cole. Gets it down low. A little turnaround jumper, no good, and way over the back. That's an easy call against Dylan Folchert as he rode the back. I think that was Peterson that he went over the top of. And that'll be a foul. Stevens, long pass into the corner for Dominic Abbott. Abbott will bring it top of the circle for Stevens. Stevens back to Abbott. Abbott will step into a three and hit a three. That was a nice play, set up a rhythm for Dominic Abbott, and Abbott drains the three-pointer. Six-point Amherst lead here. Pass on the right corner for Taylor Speck. Speck will give it off for Adam Crandall. Entry pass by Folchert. Not there, so he'll give it back to Estrada. Estrada on the left side for Cole. Cole's going to dribble up against Stevens. He's shut off, so he'll kick the ball back out for Crandall. Crandall on the right wing for Estrada. Estrada, a little floater from 8 feet away. It's no good. Rebound, dribbling out of there with it. Battling is Peterson, but loose ball's picked up by Crandall. Crandall, quick jumper, no good. Backside rebound by Dylan Folchert, and Folchert will lay it up and in. And quickly, here comes Amherst in the offensive zone. They get it to Abbott. Abbott gets it back. Same spot. He fired the three. Same result. Drains his second three-pointer in two consecutive trips, and it's a seven-point lead here for Amherst. Jump stop in the lane for Cole. Too strong on the jumper. Loose ball picked up, but there is a foul on the rebound. And that is going to go against Ogallala. It's going to be a little push whistled against Ogallala. I think it's on Tucker Cole. That'll be his first. Minute 25 to go here. Quarter number one, 13-6. Amherst with a seven-point lead. And you might be able to hear Clark Ribble directing a little traffic out there. Head coach for Amherst, telling them where they need to be. Stevens will drive the lane, lost the ball, and it was last touch by somebody wearing red. Clark Ribble encouraging right now, saying that wasn't a bad idea, but here's how we need to do it a little bit better. Crandall comes up with the basketball in the offensive zone, gets it up ahead for Folchert, and I think they stepped on the sideline. Yeah, they did. Ogallala just does not value the basketball as they made that bounce pass right down the sideline, and Ogallala turns it over. So up by seven, Amherst with the basketball. Dribbling to Stevens. He'll kick the ball right back out for Dominic Abbott, and they're not going to leave Abbott alone. They give it to Clayton Preble. Preble, nice pass down low off the hands of Bentley. Bentley had to track it down the corner. And wide open underneath, the bucket's good for Jared Petter. Give credit to Bentley. Give him an assist as he made a great pass along the baseline. Left side, Folchert has it. Jumper up and good as they get it over for Cole. Cole hit an 8-foot jumper on the baseline, and that will cut the lead right back down to seven. Amherst led by nine moments ago. Stevens with the ball. Will kick it back out for Bentley. 27 seconds left. With it, Jared Petter. Pass, tip, loose. Petter trying to come up with it. Does. He'll hold on to it. And now will bounce pass it back out for Bentley. Bentley with 15 seconds left will set up the offense. He's well behind the three-point arc. It's a little screen for Preble. Will now drive. 15-foot jumper. Up and good. Bentley, they left him alone, drains the jumper, 2 seconds left. Amherst can't even get the handle on it before the buzzer sounds. One quarter is in the books, and Amherst, with a great start to the ball game, they lead it 17-8 over Ogallala. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozad, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. A great start. One quarter in the book, and Amherst looking very, very solid right now. They lead it 17-8 over Ogallala. The Indians will inbound it. Garrett Fulcher will toss the ball in for Ty Neal. And Neal, facing some man-to-man, gives it to Carson Victory. Victory a couple fouls in that first quarter. Now cycling through is going to be Jeffers. Jeffers shut off, so he'll kick out for Fulcher. Top of the circle here for Victory. Victory picked up defensively by Clayton Preble. And they'll drive reverse layup by Winscott. And that's a tough shot, but Winscott hit it to cut the lead back down to 7. Even though that went in, you have to credit Amherst for making them put up a tough shot. Bentley in the corner, throws it down low. Strong up. Clayton Preble lays it up and in. He muscled in there as they got the ball actually under the glass, was able to drive back into the court and hit it off glass. Nice drive there by Preble. Left wing, Fulchard has it. Picks up a little bit of a screen. Will kick the ball back out for Jeffers. Jeffers enters it down low. A little turnaround jumper over the top of Bentley. It's no good. Rebound by Preble, and here comes Amherst on the run. Dribbling is Bentley. Bentley will kick left side for Dominic Abbott. He hit a couple of three-pointers in that first quarter. He'll give it off right side for Jen. Jen, snap pass off the hands of Bentley and out of bounds. Not a bad idea, just a little bit too high on that pass. And it's still 19-10, a 9-point lead here for Amherst with 6:53 to go. Checking in for the Broncos is Jacob Sadoff. As right now Amherst going, it would appear, going a little zone here. They give it off on that left side, and we're going to have a little push whistled on Sadoff. They got it over for Garrett Fulchard, and Sadoff just kind of started behind him and was scrambling to try to catch up. And he's going to be whistled for the block. So that'll be the first on Sadoff, and they'll lob it in off the screen, give it to Neal, top of the key. He wanted to fire the three there, but Jen was quick enough to track it down, and the pass Jen couldn't quite get his hands on as he almost intercepted it out of bounds off of Amherst. And Amherst was already starting to run the court on that backside. It would have been a two-on-one fast break if Jen would have been able to make the catch. Pass was a little bit too high, and Fulchard has it. He'll get it to Victory at the elbow. Victory shoots over the top of Sadoff. It's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Dominic Abbott. Abbott will give the ball up for Bentley. Bentley kicks in the corner. And here's a three-pointer for Jen. Too strong. Rebound. Sadoff. He goes right back up with it. Won't fall. And Fulchard snags the rebound. Sadoff, great rebound there. Just couldn't hit the shot. Jeffers now has it for Ogallala. Will kick it out for Garrett Fulchard. Fulchard will dribble up against Bentley. He'll shoot a little floater, barely draws any iron. Rebounded by Bentley. Bentley up ahead. Fast break by Jen. Lays it up and in. Running the floor of the Broncos, and they now have an 11-point lead. 21-10. And Ogallala playing fast tempo, but struggling a little bit. They pass on the right side. It goes through the hands of Jeffers and out of bounds. So Amherst will try to add to an 11-point lead. Clark Ribble has his Broncos running the floor very well. Petter will bring it in the offensive zone. He checked in a little bit ago. Check that. That was Bentley who actually brought the ball ahead. And they get the ball in the hands of Dylan Halligan. Halligan kicks in the corner. There's Jen for three, and he hits the three. 7 points in the game here for Austin Jen. A 14-point Amherst lead. As they are really exerting their will. Carson Victory will drive the lane, shoot over the top of the defender, Sadoff. It's no good. Stevens pulls down the rebound, and he'll give the ball out for Halligan. Halligan in the offensive zone gets a little screen. Sadoff was there on the roll, but they'll give the ball back out for Bentley. Bentley will give it for Halligan. Sadoff asking for the ball as he posts up, and they'll throw it on the back door, and it's actually out of bounds. Ogallala almost made the steal over there, but Tucker Cole ran out of room as it goes out of bounds. So 4:55 to go. Inbounding for Amherst is going to be Austin Jen. Jen will inbound here for Sadoff. Sadoff back inside for Jen. Jen, good look there. Won't fall. Cole comes down with the rebound. He passes the ball up ahead. Jeffers too far under the basket, has to kick the ball back out, finds a cutter. That's Carson Victory. Victory's going to lay it up and in. And that'll cut that lead down to a dozen, and we're going to have a foul. They'll pass up ahead and stolen away by Cole. Cole was then hit by Zane Peterson immediately, and Peterson's going to be whistled for the foul. So that's now six team fouls whistled against Ogallala. Only two have been whistled against Amherst. And the Indians will inbound it here. Tyle Neal brings it in the offensive zone. They go with a high 1-4 set. Everybody parallel with the free throw line. Right wing with it is Cole. Cole off of a screen. Pass tip. Picked up by Neal. Neal will kick left side for Victory. Victory defense there very well by Halligan. And they'll get it at the elbow here for Cole. Cole inside for Victory. Jumper no good. Rebound by Sadoff. And Jacob Sadoff works the ball up ahead. With it is Jen. Jen on the right wing. Kicks the ball back out for Steven. Steven sought about the three. But he'll now look for a cutter as he gets to the elbow. Gets the ball back. Stevens, top of the circle, gives it for Halligan. Halligan, his feet on the three-point arc, will kick right side for Jen, and Jen will drain the three. He's got 10 in the game, his second three-pointer of the quarter. 15-point Amherst lead, 27-12. Left wing with it, Cole. Cole on the dribble. Cole dribbles all the way to the corner. They'll kick it right back out here for Winscott. He'll fire a three. No good. And out of bounds, tipped out of bounds by Tucker Cole. Cole fortunate he didn't get called for the foul there. For Amherst, checking in is going to be Petter and Bentley. And also in there, Ty Stevens. Jen's going to help inbound the ball. And well, Clayton Preble's the other guy that checked in. That's the name I forgot to mention earlier. Preble up ahead here. A little ball fake as Bentley brings in the offensive zone. Gives it for Preble. Kicks it right back out for Jen. Jen for three. Hits the three. Third three-pointer of the quarter. Timeout, Ogallala. 30-12. Amherst on a roll. They lead it with 3:14 to go before halftime. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozad, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
.3:14 to go before halftime, and Amherst is on a roll. The timeout for Ogallala, they've used a couple of them so far here to try to stem the tide, and they have not been able to do that. Ogallala will bring it into the offensive zone, and Amherst going man-to-man here. Austin Jen will pressure the ball a little bit. They'll kick left corner for Neal. Neal, that's a tough-looking shot. Not a good shot selection. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by one of the Broncos and out of bounds. In there fighting for the rebound was Carson Victory, and that's probably why Jen wasn't able to put his hands on it as it goes out of bounds. Vulture to inbound here for the Indians, and they'll toss it in for John Jeffers. Jeffers gives it right side for Winscott. Winscott kicks in the corner. Here's a three, no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. We got a push against Ogallala, and that is going to be on Carson Victory fighting for that rebound. Whistle for the push on the rebound, and he's going to come out of the game. That is his third personal foul. So he's got 6 points and three fouls with 2:51 to go here, second quarter. He's probably done for the first half, I would think. That's 17 fouls now on Ogallala. And heading to the free throw line is going to be Jared Petter. He'll go for to the line for the front end of a 1-1. Seven fouls against Ogallala, only two against Amherst here in the first half. And again, overall, it hasn't penetrated. I mean, that's one reason why you don't commit those fouls. The free throw by Petter is up and good. And without that kind of penetration, again, defense, you just kind of slide around. You're not going to get called for a reach. You're not going to hit anybody on the body. So Ogallala's style of play is helping out Amherst. Second free throw by Petter on the way. Back the iron, no good. Rebound, fumbled, and finally pulled out of there by Ogallala. Nope, couldn't quite get his handle on it. Clint Bentley was down there. They're going to call him for the walk. He never really had control of the ball, so hard to say that that's actually a turnover. He just didn't get the rebound as it goes out of bounds. So Folchert's going to inbound it, and he'll throw it in here for Adam Crandall, who checked in. Crandall dribbles all the way to the baseline, will kick into the corner. There's Folchert, and Garrett Folchert hits the three. First three-pointer of the game here for Ogallala, and that's something a little salve they needed on their wounds as they now have a little reach here. Need that three-pointer. If you're Ogallala, you need something good to happen here. You're down by 16 with 2:27 to go. Just committed the foul, and Ty Stevens will go to the line. He'll have front end of a 1-1. Foul on Crandall, his first. And so Stevens bends the knees, fires the free throw, rattles it home. Austin Jen hit three 3-pointers here in the quarter. He's got 13 points in the game. Free throw no good. Rebounded by Folchert. And he'll hand the ball off for Neal. Neal in the offensive zone here for Ogallala. Will kick on the right side for Winscott. Winscott will drive, penetrate a little bit, kick it back out for Folchert. His little runner no good. Rebound by Dylan Halligan. And Halligan is able to get the ball over for Stevens. Stevens dribbles in the offensive zone, kicks in the corner for Dominic Abbott. Abbott's three, no good, and Ogallala comes up with the rebound. Pass up ahead. They're going to shoot in transition, and Crandall will hit a three. Crandall got the ball near midcourt, dribbled to the left side, and shot that three-pointer as soon as he got there. Stevens kicks in the corner. Halligan fakes the drive. Now he'll penetrate a little bit, looking for a backdoor cutter. He'll bounce pass it back out for Preble, and Preble will reset the offense with 98 seconds to go here before halftime. Off the screen, they'll get it for Preble. Just inside the three-point arc, he hits the shot. Good patient, just a simple little look there for Amherst, who now has a 16-point lead once again. Dribbling is Neal. Neal will kick into the corner. That's Folchert. Garrett Folchert tries to dribble around pressure, flips it out for Crandall. Crandall for a three that barely draws iron. Bentley pulls down the rebound here. Bentley, quick pass up ahead for Abbott. Abbott drives the baseline and a block. And they're going to call the foul before the shot. It is before the shot. Great body control there by Abbott, who jump stop, put up the shot, but they're going to say on that jump stop is where the block occurred. And Abbott hit the shot and actually hit Ty Neal in the face when it came down because Neal was on the ground hoping to get that charge. So Abbott will shoot a 1-1 here, and his free throw was up and good. Checking in, Jacob Sadoff. Sadoff's going to come in here for Clayton Preble. Made the start today. Minute 7 to go here before halftime. 35-18. We'll talk with Amherst head girls basketball coach Nick Yeckout. At the break, free throw is up and good for Abbott. Abbott a couple of threes and a couple of free throws. He's got 8 points here in the ball game and an 18-point Amherst lead. In the offensive zone is Neal. Neal gives it off here for Crandall. Crandall kicks out for Folchert. Folchert jumper bouncing around, no good. Rebound pulled out by Neal, and Neal will reset the offense. Kicks for Crandall. Crandall into the corner. A little penetration by Winscott. Around the perimeter we go. Neal, he'll fire the three. It's no good. Another rebound, and falling out of bounds was Ogallala. Sadoff was able to handle the ball, was there trying to throw it off of his legs. He gets the ball up ahead to Halligan. Halligan's going to drive. Tough shot there. Will not fall. The rebound by Neal. And Ogallala has numbers, but they get the ball up too slowly to cash in. Folcher's going to drive the baseline, and we got a block. It's going to be whistled on Sadoff. And Sadoff was there and must have slid just a little bit. Clark Ripple can't believe the call. Even though his team is up by 18, he wants that call as well. Driving the baseline, Garrett Folchert. He'll cash in by heading to the line to shoot two. The foul was on Sadoff, his second, and the free throw good for Folchert. He's got four in the game. 36-19. Ogallala down by 17 with 21 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Amherst looking very, very strong in this one. Second free throw up and good for Folchert. Now give him a little bit of a breather. Subbing in for him is going to be Drew Estrada. And we'll see if Amherst tries to milk the clock for the last shot of the first half. Ty Stevens brings it into the offensive zone, and he's just kind of dribbling into the corner near midcourt. Now he's middle of the court, still has his dribble going, 8 seconds left. They'll kick it off left side for Bentley. Bentley gives it for Halligan. Halligan, 2 seconds left, hits the shot from the left side, and that'll do it for the first half. And a pretty good cheer coming up from the fans over in Amherst, and rightly so, because the Broncos have an 18-point lead at intermission. It's Amherst 38, Ogallala 20. We'll take a quick break when we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and hopefully we'll be able to talk with Nikki Eckhout. Coach Eckhout's on her way up here. We'll talk girls basketball over at Amherst. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Back here, the consolation bracket of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament at halftime. The Amherst boys with a 38-20 lead over Ogallala. And things went pretty well today for the Amherst girls as well. The Lady Broncos with a 40-32 win over Ogallala. And kind enough to talk to us about that game is Nikki Eckhout. And first of all, congratulations, Coach. It's always kind of nice to kind of get going in that direction again as you kind of look forward to the next stage of the season.
Yeah, we needed this win pretty bad coming off a yesterday, I don't think we played very sharp. A good team, North Platte St. Pat, give them credit. But, you know, I think we could have gave them a little better game than what we did. So to turn around and play Ogallala like we did, because I think Ogallala is a very nice team, and that was a very good win for us.
And you guys fell behind a little bit, and there was a lot of opportunities for you guys, you know, especially since yesterday. You really weren't in the game very much. A lot of opportunities for you guys to kind of fold your tent, and your girls didn't do that.
Yeah, that's one thing that I kind of think we can pride ourselves on. We showed that a couple times last year and a couple times this year, too, already. But early, like you said, I think it was 6-2, and their pressure defense was getting to us, mm-hmm. And I did kind of fear that. I kind of saw it in our eyes that maybe we'd crumble, but instead, you know, Katie kind of picked her head up and decided to push through that and came together. It's a good team basketball game, I thought.
It really was, and very balanced scoring. You know, we talk a lot about Shelby and worrying about her elbow and all that stuff, and she's a very good ball player. But I thought Jessica Fernandez had an outstanding game today.
Yeah, she really passed the ball well. You know, she found some kids open underneath. That was big. She did a great job rebounding, and then, yeah, scoring, which had 10 points that
she
ended up
with. 10.
So, yeah, this was probably her best game. I see it in practice all the time. I see that's how she looks in practice all the time. So I think we're going to start seeing it, hopefully, you know, on the court for her in front of crowds and stuff a little bit more, hopefully.
And yesterday, if memory serves, she did not start.
Jessica did.
Jessica did. Crystal did not.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
But you know, so Jessica's one of those girls you've been kind of relying on a little bit throughout the course of the year, and really – I think, really, we might be seeing a nice step up for her.
Yeah,
I thought this whole weekend she played pretty well.
Yeah, I think so, too. She's just got that it's a move to the basket, you know, that kind of a slow, fake move to the basket that sometimes gets called for travel. It did yesterday once. I don't think it is. She does it all the time, and it is tough. I mean, it's tough not to go up in the air on that because it just looks so real. And she's so smooth. I think things are going to come together for her. Like I said, I see it in practice all the time with her. So.
Well, and I don't think she moves her pivot foot either.
Thank you.
I'm with you on that. Is that the smart comment that,
yes, that
Terry
is.
Messel wanted you
that,
to make?
That's the smart one. That's it.
Sounds good. Talk a little bit about those things you kind of feel that you still need to kind of work on as you head into really the heart of the season now.
Well, I think our overall team offense, you know, sometimes we try to rely, like you said, on Shelby a little bit. Tonight I thought we did a real good job. We kind of threw a little offense together because I watched them play against Kearney Catholic and saw they were going to play that 2-3 zone a lot. And so we threw a little something out there, and they executed that very well today. You know, we kept our spacing better and moving without the ball. But I think that's something that we just have to consciously think about every game, that and rebounding. You know, if we get 40-plus rebounds a game, you know, we're usually competing in a game, but there's games when we'll get 23, you know, and so we're tall enough, we should be able to be getting those 40-plus rebounds a game. So that's something I think we need to work on for sure. And you know, let's just throw in team defense, too. Should we just throw that in, too?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you we need to keep working on everything.
One issue that I kind of see is turnovers probably a little bit higher than what you want to have.
Yeah.
Now, again, Ogallala, they like to pressure the ball.
Right. Oh, yeah. And that's, to me, their pressure was more than North Platte's was yesterday. I thought those little guards really pressured the ball hard today. And I know we had less turnovers today, but still, we like to bury our head and see if we can get through it that way. But, you know, we'll keep working. We're a work in progress.
Well, as all teams
yep.
are at this
yep.
this time of year, and this isn't when you want to be playing your
no.
best ball.
Nope.
You want that at the end of the
That's
regular
right.
season for the sub-districts and
That's
everything.
Right.
All right, Nikki Eckhout, congratulations. Nice win today.
Thanks.
Appreciate
Happy
you joining
year,
us.
Nikki.
You bet.
All right, thanks. Doug Dudas in the house. Our halftime score, 38-20. Amherst with the lead over Ogallala in boys basketball. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll take a look at the scoring here for Ogallala, and they've got to pick up the pace here. They're down by 18 at the break as Amherst leads at 38-20 here at intermission, and very balanced scoring, but just not a lot of it. Carson Victory with three fouls, also has 6 points here in the first half. Garrett Fulchert with 5 points, 2 points for Kyle Winscott, and then Adam Crandall hit a three, one of only 2 3-pointers that Ogallala hit in the first half. He's got 3 at intermission. Tucker Cole with 2, and Dylan Fulchert also with 2 points. For Amherst, they're being led so far by Austin Jen. Jen hit 3 3-pointers in that second quarter. He has 13 points in the ball game. Off the bench, a couple of 3-pointers for Dominic Abbott in successive trips down the court. He also threw in a couple of free throws, so he's got 8 points here at intermission. He's the second leading scorer. Jared Petter with 3 points as well off the bench. Ty Stevens with 1 out of 2 shooting from the free throw line. He's got 1 point. Dylan Halligan hit a last-second jumper at the end of the second quarter. He's got 4 points in intermission. Clint Bentley with 5 points, and Clayton Preble with 4 points as well. Once again, our halftime score, Amherst 38-20 with the comfortable lead over Ogallala. They led after one quarter by 9, and now they lead by 18 at intermission. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back for the third quarter right after this.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years. And they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
Well, Amherst, with an 18-point halftime lead, will try to add to it because they've got possession of the basketball to start the second half. Clayton Preble is going to just inbound the basketball. As we start the second half, giving it to Dylan Halligan. Halligan from the elbow will hand it back off for Jen. Jen drives, lost it, got it back, lays it up and in. Austin Jen off of a little just kind of catch the ball. Halligan had it, handed it off to him, and set the screen all in one motion. And a nice drive by Jen to add to the lead. Driving the baseline, a little foul now for Ogallala. Driving that baseline is going to be Carson Victory. And now Victory will go line and shoot two. So both teams attacking into the lane, their first possessions of the second half. Halligan whistled for the foul. That is his first personal foul here of the ball game. And the free throw by Victory off the mark. And he'll have one more shot at it here. Carson's second free throw on the way. He rattles that one home. So Victory now with 7 points in the ballgame. And a 19-point Amherst lead. With the dribble, Ty Stevens. Stevens will flip the ball back out for Bentley. Gives it out for Halligan. Around the perimeter, they give it to Stevens. Right now, Ogallala going man-to-man. They're looking to trap the ball. Using up his dribble is Stevens. He'll kick it back out for Bentley. Bentley back to Stevens. Stevens, a little walk with it. As that pressure for Ogallala got to him, unofficially, 7 turnovers now against Amherst compared to 5 for Ogallala. Ty Neal will bring it into the offensive zone. He is shut off there defensively by Stevens. He'll kick in the left side for Adam Crandall. Crandall's pass stolen away. The steal by Jen. Jen dribbling through traffic, lost it. Will try to put up the shot, and now he's fouled. And he'll head to the free throw line. That would have been a tough shot, but Adam Crandall reached across the body and is going to be whistled for the foul. So 2 free throws coming up here for Jen. And Amherst showing no signs of letting up on their halftime lead of 18 points as now they push that out to 20. They lead it 41-21, 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And Austin Jen's free throw up and good. So 17 points in the game here for Jen. And he hit 3 three-pointers in that second quarter that really helped open up the game here for Amherst. Neal throws it on the right side, a no-look pass, and there's a reason coaches don't like no-look passes. There wasn't anybody there to catch it. Ogallala turns the ball over as Amherst continues to double up Ogallala. Preble to toss it in here for the Broncos. And they'll give it off to Bentley on the left side. Bentley, a little ball fake, gets a little screen from Halligan, will bounce past the right side for Stevens. Stevens in the lane. Gets it over for Preble. Preble backing in. Little ball fake. Takes it off glass. Ooh, good-looking shot. Won't fall. Preble fighting for the rebound. And then he lost the ball. Gets it right back out here for Bentley. Bentley back inside for Preble, and he'll lay it up and in. A couple of rebounds for Preble. And then a nice pass back inside to him. And it's a 23-point Amherst lead. And Clark Ribble has to be very happy with how his Broncos are playing in this one. Victory fouled as he's trying to back in a little bit. And that'll be called on Ty Stevens. Well before a shot, So Dylan Fulcher would toss it in here for the Indians. And he'll just lob it in for victory. Kicks left side for Crandall. Back right wing for Estrada. Estrada's jumper no good. Rebounded by Clayton Preble. And up ahead come the Broncos. On the run here, Stevens will kick the ball back out. Three-pointer no good for Halligan. And the rebound taken out by Drew Estrada. Estrada on the left side. Gives it for Neal. Neal on the baseline. Kicks it in. Now back out for Crandall. Crandall for three. Well short. Rebounded by Halligan. Halligan helps work the ball up court, and it's going to be a turnover on the Broncos. Trying to run, but maybe a little bit too fast there. Zane Peterson's going to check in here for Clayton Preble. Clark Rebel told us at halftime of the girls' game that he really likes to have his team play games in the 60s, that's kind of the pace that they like. Well, they're certainly on pace for that as they lead it 44-21 with 5.5 minutes to go here in the third. Crandall in the offensive zone, a little jump stop, has the ball knocked down, stolen away. Bentley comes up with it. Bentley then has his pocket picked as well by Estrada. Estrada gets it ahead to Fulchert. Fulchert almost turned it over. Gives it to Neal, down low for victory. Victory too strong on the shot. Bentley pulls down the rebound, and quickly Amherst in the offensive zone. On the baseline, Zane Peterson has it, and we've got a block whistled against Ogallala. Carson Victory is going to be whistled for his fourth personal foul, and he's already walking about halfway down to the bench. And so he'll come out of the game, and Jose Garcia is going to check in for the first time today for Ogallala. In for the Broncos, Dominic Abbott as well. And also for the Indians, Zach Fuller going to check in. First time today. 44-21. Amherst with the lead and the basketball. Tossing it in is going to be Peterson. Peterson helps enter it inside for Halligan. Halligan back out for Stevens. Back inside for Halligan. Halligan looking for a cutter. Pass going to be knocked around and stolen out of there by Estrada. And again, Amherst trying to force the turnover and running out of room over there was Bentley. Bentley actually came up with the ball but touched the sideline. And Jared Petter going to check back into the game here for Bentley. 4:45 to go here. Third quarter, Amherst very much in control here against Ogallala. They lead it 44-21. Dribbling Crandall. Crandall picked up defensively by Abbott. Crandall very quick down the right sideline, lost the ball. Garcia is able to bail him out, though, coming up with it. And now on the dribble is Crandall. Crandall, just a man possessed. He knew he was going to shoot the ball, and he missed. The rebound was taken out of there by Halligan, and Halligan lost the ball. And then Ogallala came up with it, but they slid to a stop. So we just swapped turnovers in the span of about 2 seconds there. And it will be Amherst basketball. Peterson on the far sideline to toss it in. Garcia putting a little token pressure on him. And the bounce pass goes in for Ty Stevens. Stevens in the lane. A little scoop shot. Lost the ball. But right there for the putback is Petter. Petter pushed as he put up the shot. And now he'll go line and shoot two. Well, Fuller didn't get cheated. When he committed the foul, he made sure that Petter was not going to be able to get an easy bucket. Jared at the line to shoot two, and the first one rolls around, no good. Kearney Catholic, North Platte, St. Pat's in a girl-boy doubleheader for the championship bracket. Those games will be on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. After those are over with, there'll be Storm Hockey. And the free throw is up and good. Better hits the second free throw, makes it 45-21, 4:18 to go. Ogallala will inbound. Zach Fuller will just hand the ball essentially to Garrett Fulchert. Fulchert facing a little bit of token pressure here by Ty Stevens. Stevens gets a little screen from Garcia in the offensive zone. Stevens pressuring the ball, actually. Dominic Abbott picked up the defense there. Entry pass down low. Fuller, that's a tough shot that's rebounded by Jacob Sadoff. Sadoff now with three rebounds in the game. And in the offensive zone comes Stevens. Stevens will kick right side for Abbott. Abbott will fire the long jumper. No good. Offensive rebound by Sadoff. And then Sadoff is fouled. Missed the shot. And he just kind of slams the ball down in frustration, going, dang it, I almost had it. Instead, he'll go to the line and shoot two. Tough to make the shot when Dylan Folchard's pushing you like that. Second foul of the game against Folchard. Four as a team against Ogallala here in the second half. Sat off with a couple of free throws, and the first one is perfect. Taylor Speck checking in here for the Indians. Going to give a little breather here for Dylan Folchard. Sat off second free throw, forthcoming here. And it is on the way, rolling around, no good. And it is off the leg of one of the Indians, Tyler Speck. And give credit to Zane Peterson. Peterson fighting for the rebound. Actually took it off Speck's leg and out of bounds. Off the screen, the inbounds for Stevens. Stevens thought about the three. Little screen set up here by Sadoff. Sadoff sets up Stevens with a jumper. Stevens couldn't quite hit the three-pointer, and Folchard comes down with a rebound here for the Indians. Garrett Folchard dribbles through traffic, gives it to Garcia. Garcia back out for Folchard. Top of the circle for Cole with 3:22 to go. Cole snaps it in the lane for Speck. Speck will flip it back out here for Cole, and a little out of control was Cole. But Amherst with the slide there. We're going to be called for a block. And that'll go against Sadoff. That'll be his third. And Bentley to check in here for Sadoff. 3:20 to go here, third quarter. Ogallala to inbound underneath their own basket. Cole tosses it in. And here's an NBA three by Folchert. That's good. They ran that double screen out of the top. And he hits the first three-pointer of the game. And then falls out of bounds as he made the catch. And his teammates will help him out. Pretty good hustle there for Garrett Folchard as he did make the catch down the sideline right in front of the Amherst bench, but couldn't do much with the ball as he walked with it. A lot of players, about three of them, being told they need to tuck in their jerseys, so they'll get that done. And now that we're all properly attired, Amherst can inbound the ball. Peterson will get it in for Stevens. Stevens kicks on the right side for Petter. Into the corner for Bentley. Bentley, nice little screen, and he'll get the ball off for Stevens. Stevens backing in. Gives the ball back out for Peterson. Peterson was open for the three, but they'll work the offense just a little bit more. Now leading by 22. Dominic Abbott gets it top of the key, and he hits it top of the key. Caught the ball in rhythm. Was able to step into the three. And a 25-point Amherst lead. Third three-pointer of the game for Dominic Abbott. And Fuller with the dribble. Kick the ball back out top of the circle. It's Cole with it. Gives it back out for Fuller. Fuller takes it to the baseline. He is picked up defensively there by Abbott. He'll get the ball back out here for Cole. Cole lost the ball. Now is able to flip it back out for Folchert. And we've got a hold whistled on Amherst. 2:20 to go here, third quarter. Back in the battle for Amherst. Going to be Clayton Preble and Austin Jen. 49-24. Amherst with a 25-point lead. Ogallala is going to inbound it. They get it for Jeffers. Back out right wing for Folchard, and Folchard hits another three-pointer. Both field goals for Ogallala here in the third quarter have come from Folchard, and both of them have been threes. Right side, Preble, 15-foot jumper from the elbow, no good. Fuller pulls down the rebound. Fuller dribbles through traffic a little bit. Doesn't exactly have a fast break. He'll kick the ball over for Garcia. Garcia gets it down low for Speck, and Speck's shot won't fall, but he will head to the line. He was hit on the arm, and now will shoot two. And that's going to be on Preble. That's going to be his first. So five team fouls now whistled against Amherst, four against Ogallala with a minute 53 to go here. Free throw up and good for Speck. And Neal will come in for Garcia for Ogallala. Second free throw for Speck, also good. So he hits both free throws, and it's 49-29. Dribbling Stevens. Stevens in the lane. Puts up a tough shot. A lot of contact, but no foul called. Zach Fuller comes up with a loose ball. He'll kick it up ahead for Folchert. Folchert gives it back. A little trail three. Back the iron and no good for Jeffers. Tracking down the rebound is going to be Neal for Ogallala. Nice pass down low. Ball fake by Folchert. Folchert couldn't hit the two-footer. The rebound is pulled out of there by Preble, and then we've got a foul whistled on Ogallala. Preble, his sixth rebound of the game, fourth here in the second half. And a hold on Garrett Folchert. A little bit of frustration out there for Ogallala, but not exactly over the top yet with a minute 26 to go here in the third quarter. Just a little frustration when you find yourself down by 20. Jen on the right side gives it top of the circle now for Bentley. Bentley picked up man-to-man. Entry pass down low. Preble jumper no good. Great entry pass. Preble with a little bunny hook. It did not fall, but he was hit across the arm as he put up the shot. And the foul on Taylor Speck. Going to send Preble to the line to shoot two. Preble 6 points in the ballgame. This is his first trip to the line with a minute 11 to go third quarter, and his free throw is short. Dylan Halligan checking into the game. And he'll come in for Dominic Abbott. So Abbott will come out, sophomore. Replaced by the senior, Dylan Halligan. Free throw up, no good. And the rebound taken out there by Tyler Speck. And Speck helps work the ball up court. Little ball fake on the baseline. Jeffers has it. He'll kick the ball back out for Zach Fuller. Fuller, nice strong drive. No good. Up high for the rebound is Halligan. Halligan gets it up ahead to Stevens. Stevens off the screen. He'll kick the ball to Preble. Preble in the lane. Right back out here for Bentley. Ogallala going man-to-man right now. Entry pass down low and trying to tie it up is going to be Fuller. And Fuller actually reached between the legs of Halligan and tied up the ball. Alternating possessions will give the basketball over to Ogallala with 37.4 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Amherst started the second half with an 18-point lead. Right now they lead by 20 late in the third. O'Neal with the dribble, 25 seconds to go. Kicking left side for Folchert. Folchert will give it back to Neal. Ty Neal with the dribble. And it's right now Amherst coming out a little, extending that 2-3 zone a little bit. He'll kick it into the corner. That's Folchert. Folchert's three, no good. Preble with the rebound with 6 seconds left. Pass up ahead to Jen. Jen's going to lay it up and in. Great pass by Preble after the rebound to find Jen, and Jen will lay it up and in. We head to the fourth quarter with Amherst leading it 51-29. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Well, Nebraska, a new year is upon us, and at Big O Tires, it's another opportunity to save you money. Right now, when you buy a set of four premium Big O brand tires, you'll save up to $200 on the set. That's right, up to $50 off per tire. Plus, at Big O Tires, you'll save up to $150 on sets of Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. So start the new year off with a great set of tires and up to $200 in savings only at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Well, Amherst and pretty tall cotton here. They lead at 51-29, 8 minutes to go as we're about to start the fourth quarter. Toss it in for the Broncos. It's going to be Clayton Preble. He's out there with Ty Stevens and Halligan and Bentley and Jen. Starters of the game starting here in the fourth quarter. I'm sure we won't see them a whole lot, though. Preble has it. Kick it off on the left side for Stevens. Stevens kind of backing in. Kicks it right back out for Bentley. And again, Amherst can afford, up by 22, to be very patient offensively. Halligan picks it up at the elbow, flashes a smile because what he wanted to try didn't work. Gave it to Bentley. Bentley will give it back out for Stevens. And right now, Amherst is going to be very patient offensively, as well they should. We'll give it here to Bentley. Posting up is Halligan. Halligan still has his dribble, looking for a backdoor cut. Finds it, gives it right back. Jumper on the baseline by Halligan, no good. Rebound by Carson Victory. And here come the Indians. With the dribble is going to be Drew Estrada. And Estrada trying to connect with Victory, and it goes out of bounds. So Olala turns the ball over. Seven minutes to go here in the ballgame. A ballgame that's really been dominated by Ogallala from the opening whistle. Backdoor cut. Nice pass as Austin Jen drives it up and in. They get the ball down to the baseline and then just get somebody from the top of the key to flash through there. That was just a pretty look there by Amherst. Now a tough drive in the lane. John Jeffers missed the shot. Rebound taken out by Stevens. Stevens on the dribble. Will kick on the right side for Jen. Jen drives the baseline, and on the drive, there's a foul. And so we'll head to the free throw line here. I'm not sure if it's going to be for a one-and-one or two shots. Going to be a hold on Adam Crandall. That'll be his third personal foul. It's 17 fouls. And it will be a one-and-one. We can tell because Jose Garcia checks in right now. So they're going to call the foul on the floor. And Jen will have the front end of a one-and-one here. His free throw is up, bounces around, no good. Halligan trying to come up with a rebound, can't. And he was the last to touch it. Jose Garcia doing a nice job, understanding he didn't have to go after that ball. Had he tried to make the catch, he probably would have been pinned in the corner. Estrada brings in the offensive zone. And now penetrating a little bit is Jeffers. He is shut off by Stevens, so they'll reset the offense. Dribbling is Estrada. Estrada picked up there by Clint Bentley. And now dribbling up is Neal. Neal, that's a tough-looking three-pointer. It's off the mark. And Dylan Halligan pulls down the rebound. Up ahead, they give it to Austin Jen. Jen finds a little open area, puts up a little floater. It is up and good. Jen has had a monster game. Now has 23 points in the game. Pass out for Garcia. Garcia will get it down low for Victory. Victory, low ball fake in the lane. His shot high off glass. Good. His first field goal of the second half. 9 points in the game here for Carson Victory. Yesterday, Victory had over half the points that Ogallala scored against Kearney Catholic. Well, tonight, he's got 9 so far. He's been quieted. One reason why Amherst has a comfortable 55-31 lead here with 5:39 to go. The foul on Preble, by the way, was his second. Free throw by Victory, no good. Rebounded by Halligan. And Halligan, 5 rebounds here in the second half. And the ball knocked loose out of bounds, I think, last touch by Ogallala. Yes, it is. In fact, Carson Victory trying to get the ball, runs all the way into the Kearney Catholic locker room. Preble inbound, gets it for Halligan. Halligan will just work it back around the perimeter with less than 5.5 to go in the ballgame. Dribbling Bentley. Bentley gets it inside for Halligan. Halligan missed a shot, but it's tipped to Preble. Preble jumper won't fall. And now Neal pulls down the defensive rebound. Here come the Indians on the run. Secondary break, snapping it right side for Victory. Victory trying to dribble up against Preble. Preble puts up a pretty good defense there, makes a tough shot, but it's saved for Victory after the miss. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Neal has it, 15-foot jumper, no good. And the rebound by Jared Petter here for Amherst. They'll work it up ahead here for Halligan. Halligan lost the ball, gets it back, and now we're going to have a charge. Halligan had trouble getting the ball, and Victory got there and was set, collected the charge. But so much pressure was put on the ball that collecting that charge was fairly easy for Carson Victory. The foul on Halligan is his second. He flashes a pretty good smile. Yeah, Coach, it didn't work the way I wanted it to as he comes over to the sideline, but that's okay. It's a 24-point lead. Next here on ESPN, Iowa State and Rutgers. And right now the Cyclones with a 6-0 lead over the Scarlet Knights. 4:41 to go here, third quarter, and we got a foul away from the ball, whistled against Amherst, and that'll be on Preble. That'll be his third. the free throw line is going to be Carson Victory. Tucker Cole checking in. 1-1 coming up here for Victory. And his free throw is short. Rebounded by Zane Peterson for Amherst. And they'll get the ball up ahead here for Bentley. Bentley through the hands of Peterson. And Victory comes up with a loose ball on the run here. Come the Indians. They'll kick it right back out here for Estrada. Little ball fake for Cole. And Cole throws it in the corner for Folchard. Dylan Folchard helps work it back around the perimeter by getting it to Drew Estrada. Entry pass in for Victory. And we're going to have a foul before the shot. Clayton Preble with a little reach. That's going to be his fourth personal foul with 4:14 to go here in the fourth quarter. Checking in here for the Broncos going to be Jacob Sadoff. I'm sure Sadoff will be coming in for Preble. Yep. Also in is Dominic Abbott. He'll give Austin Jen a little breather here with 4:14 to go. 55-31. Amherst with a 24-point lead. Victory at the free throw line. Shot no good. And Peterson pulls down the rebound. Dribbling up here is Petter. Gives it in for Sadoff. Sadoff. Pass right back out for Bentley. Back in for Sadoff. Bentley back for Sadoff. Sadoff, nice snap, finds the open shooter. That's Abbott. Abbott had all day to square and shoot. Abbott hits the three. Give the assist to Jacob Sadoff on that one as he found the shooter. And we've got a timeout. 3:42 to go here. Fourth quarter. 58-31. Amherst with the comfortable lead. We'll take a quick break. We're back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
27-point lead here for Amherst as Ogallala will inbound the basketball after they call the timeout. Drew Estrada brings it in the offensive zone, and they'll give it off here left side for Tucker Cole. Pass right back out for Folchard. Folchard gets it on the baseline. Pass through the baseline for Zach Fuller. Fuller's jumper no good. Rebound being tipped around, and finally it's Amherst comes up with it. Zane Peterson snagging the bound, and he'll kick it off for Clint Bentley. Bentley throws in the corner for Sadoff. Sadoff looking for a cutter. Had one, but he'll be patient and give the ball out for Zane Peterson. Gives it for Petter. Back inside for Sadoff. Sadoff being triple-teamed, controlling the ball, and they're going to tie it up. And Sadoff, the 5'10 senior, plays with a lot of energy out there. A little frustrated he got the ball tied up. And Ogallala will bring it into the offensive zone. Dribbling is Estrada. It was picked up defensively by Bentley. Right side, Fuller has it. Watches everybody cycle through, and they'll kick the ball back out for Taylor Speck. Speck gives it off on the left side for Cole. Cole lost the ball. It was knocked loose by Abbott. And out of bounds. Last touch by Amherst, we're going to say. Checking in for the Indians, Adam Crandall with 2:45 to go. Rutgers, Iowa State, coming up next here on ESPN. After that, tonight, the Insight Bowl, Iowa and Oklahoma. Off the inbounds, it's stolen away. Dominic Abbott comes up with a steal, and Abbott's going to drive, has the ball knocked loose, and it's going to be a hold whistled on Crandall. They're going to say the foul is on the floor, And you heard about defensive players in football jumping the route. Well, Dominic Abbott jumped the inbounds play. They Ogallala ran that inbound play a couple of times. Dominic Abbott knew what was happening, and he jumped the route, made the steal. And when he tried the layup, he was hit on the arm. Free throw here, back the iron and no good. Rebound by Drew Estrada, and Ogallala will bring it in the offensive zone. Right side, they give it for Fuller. Fuller with the dribble, working up against Jared Petter, takes it all the way down to the baseline. Bounce pass back out here for Estrada. Estrada gives it top of the circle for Crandall. Crandall will try a tough fadeaway three. It's no good. And Bentley pulls down the rebound here for Amherst. Quickly up ahead for Peterson. Peterson can't make the catch as it goes out of bounds, and Amherst turns it over. 58-31. According to my mathematics, that's a 27-point lead here for Amherst, but I'm no accountant. Estrada will bring it in the offensive zone against Bentley. And Bentley will give it off on the left wing here for Fuller. Nice little give and go. Layup, though, is no good. And Dominic Abbott pulls down the rebound. And now Sadoff sets a little screen for Bentley. Now they'll work it off on the left side for Peterson. Peterson in the lane, lost the ball, and Zach Fuller comes up with it. The officials kind of letting that clock run a little bit. They're not calling too many fouls here as Estrada tries the three. It's no good. Rebound by Sadoff. Sadoff will get the ball up ahead here for Peterson. Peterson's going to drive, and they got to call that foul as he was held down by Taylor Speck as he was penetrating. And I don't know if they're going to say that he was shooting there because it looked to me like he was going to dump the ball back to the inside. They are going to call it a shot because he was airborne near the rim, but I think he was going to try to pass. In any event, Peterson will go line, and he's going to shoot two. He has yet to score in the ball game, and now we can change that as he hits nothing but net. Ty Stevens and Logan Van Dyke going to check in here for Amherst with a minute 27 to go. And our score is 59-31. Amherst has been in control of this game pretty much throughout. Second free throw rolling around, no good. And a rebound is ripped out of there by Dylan Fulcher. Up ahead for Crandall. Crandall with the dribble. Crandall all the way to the baseline. Lost the ball. He was the last to touch it. Picked up by one of the Amherst cheerleaders over there. She was open. Minute 13 to go as Amherst will bring it across the timeline. Stevens with the dribble. And Ogallala going man-to-man. Sat off with a little high screen. Ball in the hands of Van Dyke. Van Dyke gave it away. Now tried to get it back. Ball loose on the floor. Peterson fighting for it. Still kind of ping-ponging around a little bit. Nobody really grabbing it. Until finally, it's Zach Fuller comes up with the ball, finishes the turnover here, and in the offensive zone is Fuller. He'll give it off on the left side to Crandall. 40 seconds left. Jumper by Crandall off the mark. Sadoff with the rebound, and Sadoff hit hard on the arm, so he'll get credit for the rebound, and Jacob Sadoff will head to the other end of the court, and he'll shoot two free throws because that's 10 team fouls now against Ogallala. First, we have to tie our shoe. Sat off with two free throws, trying to add to a 59-31 lead here. And that's exactly what he does. It gets to 60 points, and you heard Clark Ribble kind of say during the halftime of the girls' game earlier today, this is right where they like to play. They like to play in the upper 50s into the 60s. That's a pace that Amherst feels pretty comfortable with, and rightly so, because they have a 29-point lead. The free throw is no good for Sadoff. Rebounded by Ogallala, ball being tipped around. Petter comes up with the turnover here, and he'll get the ball back out for Stevens. 24 seconds left. Stevens will get a screen from Sadoff, and just dribbling around is going to be Stevens. Stevens just working the ball on the left side. That's Van Dyke. Back to Stevens, 10 seconds left, and if Ogallala left him alone, I think Amherst would just milk the clock here. And dribbling around is Stevens. Stevens trying to work the clock, trying to run the clock out, and that's exactly what he's going to be able to do. Your final score, Amherst 60, Ogallala 31. as the Broncos on both the girls and the boys' side pick up the consolation hardware here in the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. The girls won earlier today 40-32. The boys most impressive against Ogallala, a final in this one of 60-31. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our Misco Sports post-game report. Also try to set the stage for the championship games. They'll be on our sister station on 98.9 FM. We'll do that when we come back right after this timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as Amherst wins in boys basketball 60-31 in the consolation game of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on now at Misco's, located in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Ogallala scored only 3 field goals in the second half. They got a couple of three-pointers from Garrett Fulchard, who finished with 11 points. He was the only player in double figures today for Ogallala. Carson Victory, who had foul trouble throughout the course of the game, he finished with 9 points in the game. Those were the only two starters that scored here for Ogallala. Off the bench, Dylan Fulchard hit a field goal in the first quarter. He finished with 2 points. Tucker Cole also with a field goal in the first quarter. He finished with 2. And Taylor Speck, a perfect 2-for-2 from the free throw line, as he had 2 points as well. Adam Crandall, he hit a 3-pointer in the first half for Ogallala. Ogallala trailed at intermission 38-20. They trailed after one quarter 17-8. So they really, Amherst throughout the course of the entire game was able to keep the pressure up, and they win this one by a final of 60-31. For the Broncos, leading the way for them was Austin Jen. Jen finished with 23 points on the day as he shot very, very well, hit 3 3-pointers in the second quarter when Amherst really opened up the lead. Also in double figures off the bench was Dominic Abbott. Abbott finished with 14 points in the ball game, including 4 3-pointers. On the game. So Abbott stroking the ball very well from behind the arc. So again, he had Jen with 23, 14 off the bench for Dominic Abbott. Elsewhere, Jared Petter, he finished with 4 points in the game, 2 points for Ty Stevens, 1 for Zane Peterson. Dylan Halligan had 4 points, including a buzzer beater at the end of the first half. Clint Bentley finished with 5 points, all of them in the first half. Clayton Preble with 6 points in the game, and Jacob Sadoff was 2 of 4 from the free throw line. He finished with 2 points in the game. So Amherst with a very impressive 60-31 win over Ogallala in boys basketball. Earlier in girls basketball, it was the Lady Broncos with a 40-32 win over Ogallala as well. Well, now we can start turning our attention to the championship bracket of the holiday tournament here at Kearney Catholic. The girls from Kearney Catholic will be taking on North Platte St. Pat's, a game that is scheduled to start in about, well, they put time up on the clock in about 22 minutes or so. Doug Duda will have the call for you on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. He'll start the pregame in about 10, 12 minutes or so on 98.9 FM. So that'll be the girls' championship game coming up in about 20, 22 minutes or so. That will then be followed up by the boys' championship game between Kearney Catholic and North Platte St. Pat's immediately to follow. Once again, congratulations to Amherst, the doubleheader sweep over Ogallala today as they win both the boys' and girls' consolation games. The girls won it 40-32. The boys, very impressive with a 60-31 win over Ogallala. I'm Randy Buschcutter. Thank you so much for joining us. We're engineer Stacy's John's back in the studio. We want to thank you for joining us for high school athletics throughout the course of 2011. This will be wrapping up our last high school game of this year. Obviously, a lot more high school basketball as well as other high school sports coming up in 2012 right here on ESPN. Thank you so much for joining us. From me and mine to you and yours, we hope you have a very happy new year. I'm Randy Buschcutter. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
For lunch, dinner, a late night snack,